Hi, everyone. I'm Bobby Elias. Our show is called Let's Create a Better World. And our second theme, which we're emphasizing more and more, is healthy aging, longevity, body, mind, spirit, how to stay younger, how to avoid disease, all the new tests and all the new things going on. And our guest today is going to talk about that. She's one of the best guests I'll ever have. Her name is Cindy Sellers. So hang on there. Now, a couple of announcements. Next week, September the 19th, or our show on September the 19th, because I'm not sure if this show is even going to go on. In fact, let me ignore that, because I think our show is being taped right now, and it's going to be on later in September or early October for various reasons that I was just told. We're going to talk about aging a whole lot today, and I want you to take this number down, everyone, because there's a lot of changes going on with our show and with Progressive Radio Network. Our show will no longer be on Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time starting another next week or two. But until then, and I'll give you my number so you can call me and find out what's going on as far as time change when my show will be on. My name is Bobby Elias, and my phone number, 323-770-1925. All right. Today, we're talking about aging with Cindy Sellers. I'll let her say a little bit about herself. What I know about her is she's a great, great cleanser, works out of Hawaii but comes to the States quite a bit. She's a great speaker. That's how I met her. A couple years ago, she gave a great talk, and she was the best speaker that we heard, not only myself but my whole staff was there. And Cindy is really into not only cleansing but every phase of body, mind, spirit, every phase of health, and that's what I like about her. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bobby. It's really nice to be here with you.
Now, can you tell us a little more about yourself first, and then I have a couple questions to ask you.
Yeah, I actually have this beautiful cleanse and rejuvenation program called Angel Farms. I've been doing now for over 26 years, and we have over 5,000 people worldwide who have come and done this amazing program, and miracles after miracles after miracles, year after year. And I also have written a beautiful book called You Don't Have to Hurt Anymore, or The Enlightened Way to Health, that is just a phenomenal book about how our bodies work, why, when we don't understand our spleen and our pancreas and our diaphragm and our heart and our lungs, and we wonder why we have problems. You know, we really have to understand every aspect of ourselves, from what we're thinking in our mind, what we're eating in our bodies, and how is it working for us. What are we feeling in our center? You know, the whole thing. Angel Farms is a full body, mind, and spirit transformation, because we work on all aspects of ourselves and really, you know, awaken the great creator, this great force of love within us, where we have more room to love and less room to do anything else. And that is a transformational program even for the body, and miracles like crazy. I hope I get to share some of them with you today.
That's great. Wow, that's great. Now, later in the show, I'm going to talk to you, because on this show, we're going to be changing the name and the time of the show. We're going to start emphasizing aging, and you and I are going to talk about that today. We have a lot of things to talk about, and we've already discussed a little bit of that, but the first thing I want to talk about is, and here's some subjects for the listeners to hang on the show, because you're going to hear a lot of great stuff from Cindy, her take on water, hydrogen, alkaline, and what it has in it. Then we're going to talk about the oils, the ones that are bad, the ones that are good, and why oils have a big effect in your immune system. Then we're going to talk about people that are, a lot of us, that are worried, stressed, and always bothered and with so many problems, and there's some information that she has on that. Then we're going to talk about some new miracles and new things, cutting-edge things going on with health and longevity. So let's start with water, Cindy. You have some, the last 5 or 6 weeks on this show, we've had two guests talk about hydrogen, they talked about alkaline, they talked about ionized, they talked about the good and the bad of water. And so go right ahead and give us your take on what people need to know. We do have a lot of people that ask about water quite a bit. So your take and information on water, please.
Yeah, you know, water, I think, is the key to everything in our lives. Mostly, if we're not drinking enough water, we're going to lose our memory. okay, because studies have shown that even a 2% drop in body water can trigger fuzzy short-term memory, difficulty in focusing on printed pages, reading, all of these things. I like to remind people that our brains, if we hold them in our hands, they weigh 3 pounds. If we dehydrate them, they weigh only 8 ounces. So if we want to absolutely prevent Alzheimer's, senility, and dementias, we better remember that our brains are 93% water, and that's water with nothing in it. So if you put juice in water, tea in water, or coffee in water, it's not usable by the brain. And so the first glass of water that people drink in the morning, which is nice to put beside your bed and drink a nice big 8-ounce at least glass of water before you even leave your room in the morning, what this does is it bypasses the whole system and goes directly to the brain and flushes the brain, kind of like a good toilet does once in a while, right? And what that does is it gets all the metals and toxins that can accumulate in the brain and then interfere from one lobe to another, and then we think we can't remember as well. And you know, studies have also shown that 75% of Americans are chronically dehydrated because they're drinking other things, thinking that they're drinking plenty of liquid, but really they're not getting water, and the brain can only use water, as well as the eyeballs, which are 96% water. So if we want to keep them healthy, we have to have plenty of water, you know, without anything. Even a lemon in water is not water anymore, and your tongue is so smart that it registers everything: bitter, sour, astringent, salty, pungent, sweet, and fat. And so if you put something in it, the body will process for that, but not for water. So we have to be aware, and I recommend that people drink up to a gallon of water a day, every day. And that means carrying a gallon bottle with you, and all day long, then you're drinking water, and at the end of the day, you know where you're at. And we've had people coming to Angel Farms program with full-on Alzheimer's and dementias, and it's really wonderful to watch them come back and tell us stories, like one lady helped build the first airport this side of the Mississippi in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. And before that, she couldn't even remember where her shoes were. So, you know, very powerful when we hydrate the brain, and we want to prevent problems. We want to keep our brain hydrated. You know, a big thing, too, is be careful with distilled water, because it's demineralized water and can actually be okay for a two-week therapy if you have joint pain. But if you don't have joint pain, or if it doesn't work in 2 weeks to relieve joint pain, stay off of distilled water, because your body has to pull minerals out of it itself in order to process the water, because it's demineralized water. So best to use just filtered, yummy water and drink a lot of it and enjoy it, because it's good for you.
Wow, that's great. A couple things on water that I've been talking to other people about, and that is, we do think that because when it's the heat, when it's summertime like now in many parts of the country and the world, there's so much heat that we probably should drink more water. Would you agree?
I do. And, you know, but if people are drinking a gallon of water a day, even if they're in hot climates, they're still going to be doing, you know, a good thing to recognize: if you can see your urine, you're dehydrated. Unless you're on D vitamins is the only exception, and you can still lighten that with plenty of water. But if you can see your urine or your lips are dehydrated, you can very well see that you're dehydrated in your body, and those are just clues. And, you know, interesting that studies have shown that the human body is so chronically dehydrated that most of the time it mistakes hunger for thirst, because the communication has got so mixed up. So many people think they're hungry when really they're thirsty for water.
Right. Well, let me ask you something else about water that I've been told by other people, because, you know, my job on this station, on this show, is to talk about every phase of health, body, mind, spirit, aging especially. But one of the things that's been brought to my attention about water is a lot of older people don't drink much water. And what happens to them, and I want your take on this, their system, their immune system, their gallbladder, their kidneys, their every part of their immune system, because they're not getting water, those parts the turn into like a prune, because they're not getting fed water. When they're getting fed water, they're able to function better. They want water. Your take on that, please.
You're exactly right, Bobby. If we're not drinking water, it's hard for the body to move the stool, so then people get kind of constipated, and then,
right.
You know, then there's like this compound problem that happens with the body's inability to absorb nutrition through the bowel wall to feed us what we need. And so then the body goes into what's called a starvation effect, and then it starts robbing this organ to get this just to keep going as long as it can. But when we start going into a degeneration phase instead of a regeneration phase, we know there's something out of balance, and we must do something about that. And I believe water is the first thing to start doing, is drink water, and be careful, you know, not always to do just alkaline water too. That's becoming a great big thing. But we have to remember that our mouths, you know, the amylase that is produced, a liter and a half of amylase every day from your beautiful little pancreas in order to break down carbohydrates, which is an acidic condition. And then you swallow and it goes down your esophagus. And by the way, it takes 7 seconds to get to your stomach, even if you're standing on your head. That's a human fact. Very cool. And then that's an alkaline condition. And then you get into your stomach, which is the only area of your body designed to break down proteins, which is why we have to be real careful with caffeine, which we should talk about that too. The stomach is an acidic condition. And so in order for it to break down proteins, it needs an acid condition. And then when it gets into the small intestine and is neutralized, that's 23 feet of enzymatic breakdown in the small intestine, which is an alkaline condition. And then it moves into the large intestine for 5 to 6 feet of bacterial breakdown to get small enough particles to get through your bowel wall to feed your beautiful body. That's an acidic condition. So you're kind of half alkaline, half acidic. So we don't want to be all alkaline, or we're going to be half out of balance. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes, of course. I've heard that too, and I agree on that. Let's move to the next subject, if you don't mind, unless you have more to say on water. Go right ahead.
Drink your water and enjoy it.
good. That's right. Drink plenty of it. And that's very wise words said. And for our listeners that are coming in now or didn't hear the beginning, this is Cindy Sellers on the line with me. I'm Bobby Elias. Our show is called Let's Create a Better World, but we're moving more and more into aging, and the show's main focus will be aging. We're trying to come up with a name, which we'll talk about later. Right now we use Healthy Aging as a secondary name, but we're contemplating other changes of name. And we're also going to be moved to a different time slot, probably Monday through Friday daytime hours in back east and a little earlier hours in the West Coast. But I'm looking forward to that. And I've got 4 or 5 superstars pretty close to the same range as this wonderful Cindy Sellers is on today. Cindy Sellers is a cleanser. She works out of Hawaii, but she comes to the States. She speaks all over the world. She's in the many, many phases of health. New cutting-edge information, which we're going to talk about for the next 25, 30 minutes of this show. So hang in there with me and Cindy Sellers. All right, next subject, Cindy, would be oils. A lot of people, there are a lot of different new slants on too many oils aren't good, certain ones aren't good, certain ones are good. I know that personally I like olive oil, I like walnut oil, avocado oil, some of the real essential oils that have real something good in them. And but I know there's some oils that are not good. So give us your whole information on oils, please.
You know, I really believe that if you do all of them in moderation and kind of mix them up, the body likes that better, because, you know, it doesn't like to have the same thing all the time. That's why we have such beautiful choices, to give your body variety, and it's more healthy. Because I've even had people come in here overdosed on things like spirulina because they think it's good for them and they eat too much, right? So oils can be that way. But the biggest problem with oils that I have seen doing Angel Farms Cleanse Program for the last 26 years, but in the last 4 to 5 years, it has been a crazy thing that's been happening, Bobby. And that, because every day when people come and they do our cleanse every day, and every day we get to see what has been inhabiting the temple of the body, and in tanks that are, you know, kind of large. So people get to see every day what has been living inside of them, including worms and, you know, ropes and all this other kind of stuff. But the thing about it in the last 4 to 5 years has been oil slicks lining the tops of my tanks like crazy with rancid oil. What's causing this? It's from, there's a lot of people out there that are telling people to eat concentrated oils. And so I like to ask people, how often have you ever in your whole life seen concentrated oil natural in nature for us to eat? And I've never had anybody said I've ever seen any. And so only mankind takes a lot of hemp seeds to squish to make a tablespoon of hemp oil, or flax seeds to get a tablespoon of flax oil, or coconut to get a tablespoon of coconut oil, or fish, a lot of fish squished in order to make a capsule of fish oil. And then we eat it thinking it's natural for us and it's supposed to help us out. But the problem is that nature doesn't concentrate oil for us. Only man does that. And then we have these beautiful little organs that sit within our liver called the gallbladder, which is as big as your little finger. And it is the only organ in the body designed to break down concentrations of oil. And so when people are taking these big scoops of oil and putting it in their smoothies because somebody said it's good for their bones or their joints, what's happening is we are now having an epidemic of gallbladder removals on our planet, especially in the United States. And it's crazy because younger people are having it done too. I just heard of a 21-year-old having it out too, and he too was taking scoops of coconut oil and putting it in his smoothie every day because somebody told him it was good for him. And the problem is then from then on, people have a harder time breaking down concentrated oils than they did before because they don't have a gallbladder. Okay? And so really, you know, it's okay to saute your vegetables in oil or your eggs to keep them from sticking, but you don't want to add scoops of oil into your diet and call it healthy because it's not. I tell people, eat the flax seeds, eat the hemp meal, eat the coconut, eat the olives, eat the avocados, but, you know, only to saute or once in a while in a salad, but not every day if you're going to do a little salad and a little vinegar to make a vinaigrette, which is yummy, but not every day. And don't do concentrated oil every day, or you're going to notice your pores get larger as your body is now having rancified oil in it. So your body, your skin, which is your third kidney, then has to try to breathe because you're stifling it all the way with rancid oil. And then you have trouble absorbing nutrition. And it's a problem. It's a terrible problem on our planet. We have to be careful with that.
Wow, does that help? Great. I'm speaking with Cindy Sellers, great cleanser and health practitioner. Works out of Hawaii but comes to the States quite a bit. Great speaker. New cutting-edge information all the time. This woman stays with all the new trends, and I really, really love talking to her, not only on the radio but in person and watching her performance shows. She does such great, great work. And Cindy, for the new people that are coming in, I want to remind them, this is Cindy Sellers speaking, and I'm Bobby Elias. Our show, Let's Create a Better World, but more and more we're going to change to a new title on aging, and we're going to have a new time slot very, very soon, either the end of September or October. So be ready for that at any time. I do promos every week between shows, and I haven't been doing promos simply because our show, because it was Saturday, was knocked out quite a bit, and quite often, as Cindy knows. And also, the show is going to be on during the week, and every week between shows, if those of you regular listeners will know that a new promo is put on. Actually, you hear three or four promos between every show, and mine has always been one of them. But the last few months, I haven't done any because we've been knocked out so many times, and there's been times when we think we're going to be on, but we're not on. Unfortunately, because of the problems at Progressive Radio Network of being hacked, and the problem with Saturday being going out now, and more different changes going on for Saturday. Anyway, enough talk on that. Cindy Sellers, our guest. Cindy, let's talk about some other things. I know you are into some new things. I want to let you have the forum and take 5-10 minutes on any subject you want to about new cutting-edge things that are going on in the health field. We talked about it, but I'm going to let you tell our listeners some new concepts and new things going on, and or you can just give them some motivation on what they can do to be healthy. Go right ahead.
Right on, right on. And, you know, I love that your show is so about avoiding health challenges because, you know, at Angel Farms, really, it's really important that people understand that things that they're doing are causing themselves harm, and they just didn't know it. And so just a little bit of tweaking or information that helps them be healthier all of right. their lives, you know, it's really beautiful, Bobby, that you're doing this show for that reason. And that, you know, of course, is going to be very supported by the universe because what you're doing is good for the world. And so one thing that I see in older people that is one of the biggest problems of health challenges that they have is this thing called coffee or caffeine. okay? And people have to understand it's real simple to do this without hurting yourselves. But if you're noticing thin skin and it bruises and cracks and bleeds easily, and the blood vessels are also thinning and turning brittle, there's this thing called caffeine that's a culprit, including small tumorous cysts all the way through the body is also caffeine related. Okay? And people have to understand something very important about caffeine or coffee or tea that has caffeine in it. And that is that caffeine has tannic acid in it. Tannic acid is what we use to tan leather, right? Yeah?
Right.
And when we drink caffeine on an empty stomach, which is what most people do, the tannic acid mixes with the hydrochloric acid in your stomach and creates a hardening effect on your stomach lining, therefore preventing your body from properly breaking down proteins. Right? Because we're protein-producing machines, and our muscles, skin, hair, and major components of our bodies are pure protein. And it also kills your bowel flora, and that's why you have a large intestine specifically designed for bacterial breakdown to smaller particles for absorption, okay? And so if we understand that the hydrochloric acid and tannic acid mix in our stomach together and harden our stomach lining, thank God we get a new stomach lining every 5 to 7 days or we would all be in trouble, okay?
Right.
But again, people are doing caffeine on top of it, not understanding what's happening to my blood vessels and my skin and my hair and all of these things, and why do I look like I'm older because of these reasons, okay? And so if you want to change it, what you have to do is understand how to prevent your body from having problems, which is make sure that you have caffeine and caffeine doesn't have you. And that means that if you come off and you get a headache, it had you and you didn't have it. So that means you were addicted to it. So we don't want to be addicted to anything except love and water and the rest of it in moderation. Okay? And so what we want to do is if we choose to do caffeine, we do protein on our belly first. So we do a boiled egg or we have a bite of fish or a bite of nut butter or something. And this stops the tannic acid and hydrochloric acid from mixing and hardening your stomach lining. And then at night, you have to take a bowel flora, which is some like an acidophilus, bifidus, L. salivarius, or a combination of a lot of them that your health food stores has them. And that replaces the bowel flora in your large intestine at night so that you can properly break down nutrition throughout your day and absorb nutrition and make your skin stronger and your blood vessels stronger. And so people have to be careful with caffeine. And many older people think caffeine has enough water in it, but the tongue will tell the whole body this is not water, you cannot use this, and the brain still dehydrates itself because people are just drinking caffeine. So this is something very important. If we want to age healthfully, we need to be careful with that particular substance because it's got a hold of us in our society, and we have to be careful with it. Okay?
And
I also like to tell people if we're going to leave, you know, have something that, you know, is very important to me that I see many, many people. And by the way, on the last cleanse, we had a beautiful lady from Perth, Australia that came in who also had a lot of these issues that she didn't know that was causing her harm. And on the fourth day of her cleanse, she lost 63 years of pain in her legs. Was gone. It was so cute because she said, I don't even remember, I don't have a memory of not hurting. And I said, well, good, make a new one now. Here you go. But talk about amazing. But all of these things were shifting for her. And the biggest thing is this thing called fear, okay? And my definition of this is called F-E-A-R, fantasized emotion appearing real. So I do this whole thing with everybody, even in the speeches, right, Bobby? I talked about this. So fantasized emotion appearing real. And we have to understand that all emotions affect different organs in our body. So fear is our belly. So if you pretend like you're standing next to the Grand Canyon and about to look over, you're going to feel that in your belly and you're going to step back because that's our fear center in our bodies. And fear is contracting and love is expanding. So even in our guts, every time we have fear and worry, our whole guts are contracting and then having trouble moving with beautiful grace and ease, okay, which is a problem in our bodies. And so what we understand is the first thing you do when you feel fear in your belly is you put your hand on your belly and you take a belly breath and let your belly raise with your breath. And immediately this relaxes this magnificent shelf organ called the diaphragm and therefore relaxes your nervous system and immediately stops the fight or flight response, which means your adrenals won't be run amok all the time. This is a very powerful thing to understand about true health as we're aging, okay? is that we belly breathe, and then we don't have the fight or flight response going off all the time. And then we ask ourselves five questions. So what do you see right now? This is a nice thing for all of you on the radio to listen to and pay attention in your room around you. What do you see right now? What do you smell right now? What do you hear right now? What do you taste in your mouth right now? What do you feel on your body right now? Notice all these things. And then in this moment, what do you have to fear? And your answer is going to be nothing. And then you say this mantra, where I am, God is. And where God is, I am. Always, 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 and not someplace else. So every time we're worried or our minds take us in tomorrow or the next moment, we're literally outside of the moment again where we're frightened and fearful and our guts turn into messes again. And so this is important that we understand how to get out of fear so our stomach and our bellies feel free and our immune system can communicate to the adrenals to suppress white cell production and keep your body in a great balance. And by the way, this technique is called Angel Instant Fear Release Technique and can be found on our website as a free download under angelfarms.com. So if you it's nice to put up in your room or carrying your purse or your wallet to remind you how to stay in the now, where your digestive system and your adrenals get to work together and not harm you.
Those
are helpful.
Yes, I have a real good question for you. But first, you did mention something about your work. Let's give your contact information now. And once again, at the end of the show, let me say this first. Listeners, aging people, anyone with any kind of health questions, feel free to contact Cindy through email, through phone, through whatever way she'll ask you to contact her. She's wonderful. She's one of the best I've ever had. And she's caring, a woman with energy. She has a love for the planet, for the world, for all of us. She's just a wonderful lady. So give your contact information now, and then I have a good question for you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Bobby. I can be found at angelfarms.com, angelfarms.com. My book is called You Don't Have to Hurt Anymore, and that is also at youdonthavetohurtanymore.com if you want to order that, or on Amazon. And it's a very beautiful book about your health and your body and miracle stories, of course. And my phone number here at Angel Farms is 808-965-0781. And my email is Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at angelfarms.com.
Okay,
and we'll be happy to help
and
support anything for the highest health and the highest good of the planet, because I believe everybody who is ready to be well is really ready to change the world, and we can do a lot more to change our world when we're healthy than we can when we're not.
That's right. You and I talked about that on the last time you were on the show over a year ago, how your thoughts were, because I asked the question to everybody, what can we do to make this a better world? That's been the theme of the show, let's create a better world. And your thoughts were, if they cleanse their body, if they keep their mind, if they keep their whole body and mind cleaner and straighter and healthier, we could all have a better world. Anyway, let's get to the next thing here. I have a really, really different question for you. You know, we have people all over are getting older, over passing 40, even 35 is considered old by some people. And we have people that would love to come and get cleansed, but they probably can't afford it. And I'd like you to get some people some simple tips on things they can do if they cannot come and see you or any cleanser in person. What can they do to cleanse? I've heard different things, such as certain vitamins, certain, the oil, apple cider vinegar. I've heard of that one. I've heard of Bentonine, I think it's called, and some other things. But give us your take on what a simple little cleanse that people can do every day for 5 days, 3 days, whatever you want to tell me. Go right ahead.
You know, really, actually, there really isn't any kind of program out there like Angel Farm. So it's kind of that's a loaded question right there. But, you know, I think that if people did this, and this is something that we recommend everybody all of their lives every day. So I believe that you have to keep it simple or it's too hard to do. Okay. And so if people worked on drinking a gallon of water a day to the best of their ability with nothing in it, that's going to really support the kidneys, which literally process 50 gallons of fluid every day. They're also the final filtration system to your heart through your biggest internal vein called your aorta, which is the diameter of a garden hose. So it's very important that the kidneys get plenty of to flush, okay? And then if you every day do this, seven different vegetables, can be done in a soup, a salad, or on a sandwich, as long as you're chewing it to liquid. That's a big piece, is that you should never swallow anything if it's not liquid, or you're gonna find that your body cannot use it and can store it because it's unusable. And you don't have any teeth after it leaves your mouth anywhere in your whole body. And the inside of your mouth, like if you run your tongue up the inside of your mouth, that's the whole system's digestive system that's very gentle and soft tissue. So you got to make sure you chew it till it's liquid and take more time to chew your food so you get more information out of it for the taste buds so the body can use it more. So 7 vegetables, 2 fruit, 2 protein, 1 carb, which is anything that grows like a grass. Okay, a gallon of water and a lot of love. And let's back up to carbs for a minute. Okay, a lot of people are overdoing carbs, and they think that a potato is a carb. It's not. It's a root vegetable. They think that a corn is a vegetable when really it's a carb. They think a banana is a fruit when really it's a carb because it's a grass. And so we have to pay attention, and if we have inflammation in our bodies, we must be very, very careful that we only have 1 carb a day. And the rest of it has to be vegetables, fruit, and protein. And so if you have inflammation, be very careful. If you have like a 1 banana, that's your carb of the day. Or 1 small, handful of rice, that's your carb for a day. If you have diabetes, if you have any kind of these things that are kind of inflammatory issues, be very careful that you have 1 carb a day. And you have to have 1 carb, or why would your body produce a liter and have to break it down? So it's necessary. But you just don't overdo your carbs, and your pancreas can help you with your inflammation more than breaking down all those carbohydrates. So pay attention to how does it grow. And if it grows like a grass, it's a carb. So just know that. And then the rest of it, the diet should be not about that we're always cleansing everything, but that we're doing things by drinking lots of water, knowing what things are causing us harm. Read the contraindications of your medicines. We have a young man here on this cleanse from Arizona, and he was on all these medicines, and I'm going like, I right there thought he was misdiagnosed because he didn't come in with the right kind of issues. So I printed up all his contraindications of his medicines, and every one of his medicines had those things in his thing that were causing his problem. And guess what? He's completely free of all now and doesn't have any of the problem anymore, and he's lost 25 pounds. And so this is part of the things. If you don't know what they are, neither does your body, because there's no cellular intelligence turning on there. So know your medicines, read the ingredients, talk to your physicians and your doctors about that so you can know, is this actually causing the problem or is it helping me? And those are important things for people to know, because it's real easy to just pick up this and say, okay, thanks, but not know what it's about, and then neither does your body, and that's harmful to you. So those are important things. But as for dieting, I think that you taking a day off once a week and just fasting with water is sometimes very helpful for people. But you don't want to do anything that causes your body to have reactions where you have a healing crisis, because that just means you're out of balance, and it's not really important that we have healing crises to get better.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm speaking to Cindy Sellers, a great, great cleanser and all-around health practitioner out of Hawaii, but she comes to the United States quite a bit, and they are possibly going to be going out of the country to do some work there. We're not going to talk about that yet. And Cindy will be back on around Christmas time, talk about foods, Christmas, and the whole diet and how to start the new year. We're going to also hopefully come up with some, I like to do this every year, which is give people some new resolutions for the next year on the way they should eat first. So Cindy, on this show, you've just covered the first one area, which is food, diet, and you did a good job on that. The other two or three steps we talk about is, along with that, we talk about supplements and what to take, what not to take, etc. We talk about exercise. We talk a lot about yoga, dance, even meditation, which is not exercise, but it's close to it. And then we talk about the mind. We talk about positive thoughts, stay away from toxicity of all kinds. And we also talk about water, air, and the food that we eat, and the whole climate change thing going on. So we talk about a lot of things on this show. But I want to get your take on either how to keep the mind sharp and positive, and or talk about exercise, either one of those or both. Go right ahead. We've got about 8 or 9 minutes left, so let's work on it. Thank you.
Okay, right on. What I'd like to do is to talk about the mind part then, because that really is a powerful way to stay healthier, is by getting out of your mind, because that's called meditation. And meditate, and getting out of your mind is a mastery, where you then become in service your mind will become in service to your heart and no longer in charge. And so that's that thing called worry, you know, and stepping out. And you know what I have discovered over working all these years with thousands and thousands of people worldwide is that I'd like to just bring up this word called osteoporosis. Okay? And
right.
osteoporosis,
right.
What is the cause of that one? And I'm a causal healer. I like to go after the cause of the problem, and then I watch the symptoms literally disappear, and I'm a miracle junkie because of it. And so osteoporosis is an interesting one that's showing up in many of our people as we age. And so what's the cause of it? It's this thing called regret. And what does that come from? Is being hard on ourselves for things that happened to us in our past. Like, you know, that like if I hadn't married that damn blah, 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 or excuse me, I shouldn't have said that, but if I hadn't married that person, or if I had went to college, or if I had blah, 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 whatever it is, that the regrets of the past are like taking a 2x4 and smashing your bones called your structure, okay, which is your whole bones, which is a crystalline structure. If anybody's ever broke their bone and it shards, it looks like a crystal that broke. So it literally is this crystalline structure. And if you ever hit your funny bone and it vibrates up your arm, that's because that's what crystals do too, okay? It's the same thing. It's an energy and information in a channel of our bones. And so what we want to understand is there is nothing that we can do about our past. And so every time we think about our past, we need to stop and go, wow, bless me, bless them, bless us for getting through it and surviving it. And now we got to get on with our loving and forgive everything in our past and not hold anybody accountable for who we are or who we're not. But knowing that, you know, we and God have been on this great journey, and how much do we love even when it was hard? How much can we forgive ourselves for beating ourselves up over things that we thought should have been different instead of that they were perfect for who we are right now? And who we are right now truly is a mastery in motion. You know, when we understand our bodies and our as a temple that houses this magnificent love that wants to express itself everywhere, that's the true healing of all things. When we can show up and say, wow, I am that great love, and I am here today to smile at that person over the broccoli in the grocery store and lift them and give them hope for the day because I feel good enough to smile. You know, so we have to look at all those things that cause us regret of our past and thinking that we didn't get enough or we didn't do enough, and knowing, did you love in those moments? And the answer would always be yes, because you and God were loving there anyway. And all you have to do is step up and say, whoa, I forgive myself for judging myself in the first place. And that is what we call in Angel Farms true forgiveness. And that's the end
wow.
of all bone disease, too, because we don't want to yes. regret anything that we think we didn't do it good enough. And I'm hoping that there are those out there that will hear that and be able to let go of anything that they thought they didn't do it good enough and know that today they have this day to love, and today
Excellent.
Is enough.
Great advice.
And that helps
Beautiful
a lot.
Advice. Now, before we finish the show, I talked earlier with you, and then we also at the beginning of the show, I mentioned that we're going to be changing the name of the show. And when I talked to you yesterday about what we're going to do in the show today, we did talk about, I let you know that we're going to be changing the name of the show. Right now, the official name of the show is Let's Create a Better World. Second theme is Healthy Aging. I'm going to turn those around. We're going to put Healthy Aging first, and Let's Create a Better World second. But we want to change the Healthy Aging name, possibly. You and I discussed that yesterday. I mentioned to you one thing, and we came up with two or three things, and one of them was aging gracefully. You like that one? Let me say one
more. Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Let me say one more, then I want you to comment on it. The other one was aging with body, mind, and spirit, or aging with another word for body, mind, spirit, possibly, just covering everything. But that's where I'm at. I want your thoughts and your advice to us. What you would like to see done, or what you think is a good idea?
I think aging gracefully is great. You know, I have a grandmother who's 101. She'll be 102 in Salt Lake City, and she's right now in Googled as the oldest driver in Utah. And,
wow.
You know, and to watch her go out and scrub her little car and make sure it's all clean so everybody else in the parking lot does it too. And as she walks around the grocery store and she puts stuff in her cart, she finds people following behind her and putting their stuff, the same stuff in their cart also because she's healthy.
Wow.
And she's writing her memoirs, and she writes poetry, and she bakes beautiful, yummy things by scratch for everybody. And these are things by, you know what her thing is she also drinks a lot of water, but she loves to do all things in moderation, so she doesn't do too much of anything. She tries really careful not to overeat, not to eat too late, because she says that hurts her belly, and she watched it kill people, and she doesn't like that. And you know, to know that we're really young until, you know, all of our lives, our youth is internal. Our youth is the vibrancy of the Creator that never ages and is always and forever loving. And that's really what we're here to do, is step into that love and step into that power of being able to love and say, I am the force to be reckoned with my love. And your experience, as we age, we have so much more love and understanding that we had when we were young, you know, to be able to really help people. Right. Hey, you don't need to worry about that, sweetheart. And people listen to us when we're older too, because they pay more attention, because we have that kind of experience. And we're like, you know, that's not really a nice language to say I hate something, or, you know, well, what about the Republicans, or what about the Democrats, or, you know, instead of like, what about the people behind? What are the hearts saying? What is the heart in all of these people really needing and wanting? And that's really where we want to take it, is, you know, so aging gracefully is to be youthful all of our lives, and knowing that, wow, we're sleeping good, we're happy, we're eating good, we're chewing our food really well. If not, we're putting it in a blender. We're giving our body lots of variety and drinking plenty of water and sending blessings out to the world every chance we get. We become the force to be reckoned with, called love, you know, and we are powerful beyond measure, like Nelson Mandela reminds us, you know. It's really a powerful life when we can show up and love more than anybody we know and do it anyway, because if you don't, who will, right?
Yes, Cindy, that's a great, great suggestion. The word gracefully is beautiful. I've only got a minute or two, so let's finish up now. First, I want to give you the contact information, and I have one more thing for you to say. Contact information.
Wonderful.
Please,
yeah, again, we are at angelfarms.com, and we're at 808-965-0781, and we'd love to hear from you. And thank you so much, Bobby, for your beautiful heart to be able to help people get more information on how to be healthy, because I always look at it like, if we rippled that in the world, the Hopi elders say it's 1 in 144,000 that needs to show up and change the world with a greater love, and you're one of them, Bobby, so thank you very much for that.
Thank you. All right, now let's, you got 1 or 2 minutes, closing thoughts. I want to let our listeners know that what a great cleanser, what a great competition you are, and for them to call you at that number, which is 808-965-87. What's the last two numbers?
0781.
0781. Right, got it. Okay. Now, also, if you don't get that, if you don't lose any of that kind of, call me at my number, and I'm going to ask you to take my number down, because we are going to be changing things around here. My name is Bobby Elias. My phone number is 323-770-1922. Give me some thoughts for about a minute, minute and a half. Go right ahead.
Okay, so, I'm going to share, like, a one beautiful guy on this last cleanse now is walked away from all kinds of crazy diseases and lost 25 pounds. Another guy that was in a welding accident over 20 years ago doesn't have a headache anymore, and that's a miracle. Another one that had it was in a car accident over 20 years ago, and 3 days after she got finished with her cleanse and went home, she was getting ready into bed and fixing her pillows like she'd done for 20 years, and she heard a thunk, and all of a sudden her hip opened up, and now she can lift her leg up by herself without pulling it up with her hands. That's a miracle. And so I just want everybody to know that, you know, you don't have to hurt anymore. There is an option for people to not to actually turn their lives around to true health and vitality, and Angel Farms is a powerful way to do it. And I'd like to share one beautiful poem, Bobby, if that would be okay, by Hafiz, because I know that many people out there listening in your genre really love this beautiful thing. But this is from Hafiz, and it's not very long, but he says, "What is laughter? What is laughter? It is God waking up. Oh, it is God waking up. Laughter is the pole star held in the sky by our beloved, who eternally says, come this way, dear ones, come this way towards me and love. Come with your tender mouth moving and your beautiful tongue conducting song and music, such exquisite wild music of hands and feet and glands and cells dancing. Know that to God's eye, all movement is a wondrous language. What is this laughter budding in our hearts? It is the glorious sound of a soul waking up. And it's time for us to do that all now, so we can wake up and change the world and not let it slip into unconsciousness."
Oh, so beautiful. That is so nice. That's the whole idea. That's what I love about you, Cindy. you also believe in help all of us getting together to change the world with more love, more peace, more working together, more stay away from toxicity, eat better foods, get your body, mind, and spirit together. You've said all these things and said them so, so well, and I want to have you on again in December or thereabouts so we talk about the new year, talk about diet, talk about how to approach the end of the year and how to approach again. We went on this show because it was much, as you know, you're able to see a little bit that there are problems going on with the engineering, my show was hacked. There's been a lot of changes. I live on that.
Wonderful. Thank you, Bobby.
Let's go.